to 30 minutes of special English. VOA's daily news and information service for people learning English. Today, you can hear the Education Report and our American History series, coming up after As It Is.
Hello again, I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we examine the human side of war, not from a soldier's point of view, but from that of civilians who are forced from their homes by conflict. Also, some important art objects are being returned to Cambodia from the United States. Then we'll hear about a special movie event, a famous actor, and travel back in time to the big band era on this edition of As It Is. The number of people displaced within their own countries by armed conflict, other violence, and rights violations almost reached 29 million in 2012. Many of the people who had to leave their homes were in Syria and the Eastern Congo. Claire Sporel of the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center said that last year, a record number of people were forced to move within their own countries.
This last year, we saw 28.8 million people who are now internally displaced as a consequence of conflict. This is an increase of 2.4 million compared to the previous year. And much of this dramatic increase is due to the numbers of people who were newly displaced during the year. So here we saw 6.5 million people newly displaced, which is an increase of almost 50% as compared to 2011, the previous year.
Ms. Sporel says there were differing reasons for people being newly displaced in 2011 compared to 2012.
In 2011, it was very much the Arab Spring uprising and the post-election violence in Côte d'Ivoire. This last year, we've seen the new displacement caused by the escalating violence in eastern DRC and, of course, the ongoing conflict in Syria, which caused really the majority of new displacement.
She described Syria as, in her words, the fastest evolving internal displacement crisis in the world. She said the growing intensity of the crisis results partly from the clear lack of front lines of battle. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, there were 1 million IDPs in 2012. But there are many people in the area who have been displaced for some time. Overall, there are almost 3 million internally displaced people there. They include some who have been displaced several times by a number of armed groups. Africa below the Sahara Desert has 10.4 million IDPs. That is almost one-third of the world total. Claire Sporel blames the many armed conflicts in the area. Still, she says, the country with the most IDPs is not in the Middle East or sub-Saharan Africa. Instead, she says it is really in South America. Colombia has between 5 and 5.5 million internally displaced people due to high levels of crime-related violence and armed conflict. She says Colombia, the DRC, and now Syria are all situations where there are long-lasting conflicts, and millions of people are trapped in this extended displacement that depends on aid, often for many years.
Hello, I'm Katie Weaver in Washington. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports that more than 1.3 million Syrian refugees have now fled to other countries. The agency expects three times this many people to leave by the end of 2013 if the violence in Syria does not end. At least 8,000 people leave Syria every day because of the conflict in that country. They are going to Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq. Panos Mumpsis is the Syria Regional Refugee Coordinator. He says the number of refugees has grown rapidly.
This is a significant increase. If you think that today, 1 year ago, 12 months ago, the actual figure was 30,000. So in 12 months, we have gone from 30,000 Syrian refugees to 1,300,000. Three-quarters of the refugees who have fled continue to be women and children.
But the money to help has not kept up with the flow of people. The UN Refugee Agency says it has received only one-third of the $1 billion it needs to care for Syrian refugees until June. Mr. Mumpsis says Western nations have given the amount they promised, but the UN is waiting for money promised by Gulf states in the Middle East.
While we have put in place relief services and relief operations on a 24/7 basis, we have relief workers going to work at night as well as a day because the refugees cross the borders every day. We fear that we may not be able to continue the operations unless funding comes urgently. We are at a breaking point.
Mr. Mumpsis says refugee camps are overcrowded and new camps must be built. But the lack of money has not stopped the aid to the refugees. He says UN agencies have been increasing assistance since January. He says they have extended the number of employees and increased health services. Other services that have grown, he said, include food, water, sanitation, shelter, and education. I'm Katie Weaver.
New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art has announced that it will return two 10th century statues to Cambodia. The stone sculptures are called Kneeling Attendants. They were donated to the museum in the 1980s and 1990s. Steve Ember has been following the story.
The museum's director, Thomas Campbell, says officials recently found new information about the statue's ownership. He says they did not have that information 20 years ago. The decision for the return reportedly took place after months of private communication between the Metropolitan Museum of Art and Cambodian officials. Reports say the Cambodians showed proof that the statues had been removed from a temple complex about 314 kilometers from Phnom Penh. Mr. Campbell said the museum promises to learn as much as possible about the ownership of its collection. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for spending some time with us on this Thursday, the 16th day of May. On this date in 1929, a very important tradition was begun in the United States at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, California. It was the first ever Academy Awards to honor the motion picture industry. A silent film named Wings was the first ever to be selected as Best Picture. And while we're on the subject of movies, today is also the birth date of American actor Henry Fonda. He was the star of such great films as The Grapes of Wrath and Mr. Roberts. The first, based upon the book by John Steinbeck, tells the story of a poor family's struggle to survive during the American Depression. After seeing The Grapes of Wrath, you will probably need a laugh. So get your hands on a copy of Mr. Roberts. It stars a more mature Henry Fonda as a sailor during World War II. And finally, today is the 100th birth date of Woodrow Charles Herman, better known as Woody. Long before rock and roll came into being, Americans looked forward to dressing in their best clothes, going out to eat, and then listening to and dancing to the music of the big bands. Woody Herman, who played the clarinet, and his band, The Herd, were popular entertainers for over 50 years. The song you are listening to is Woodchopper's Ball, Woody Herman's first hit. And that's all for us today. We hope to see you tomorrow at the same time. If you would like to find out what else is going on in the world, listen for World News at the beginning of every hour on VOA.